Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today is the feast of Catherine of Siena. She is a doctor of the church, which means what she has to teach is for everyone. Now, Catherine was born on March 15th in the year 1347, obviously in Siena, Italy. At 16, moved by a vision of St. Dominic, she decided to become a third order Dominican. That means she would remain a lay person the rest of her life, but she would be dedicated to prayer, to penance, and to caring for the physical and spiritual needs of the people around her. Her main work, however, was to give spiritual direction and counsel to all categories of people, noblemen, politicians, ordinary people, artists, priests, religious, bishops, and even Pope Gregory XI. And they all called her Mama because she cared for them as her spiritual children. Now, her confessor, Saint Raymond of Capua, wrote her biography. But I also really like the biography written by Sigrid Undset because it weaves together both Raymond's work and Catherine's own letters. So you really get a profound insight to her, not only her life, but her soul. And you can find her spiritual teaching in a work that was dictated to her by Christ called The Dialogue of Divine Providence. In 1970, Pope Paul VI made her a doctor of the church. But I think what I like best about Catherine is that she experienced her first vision of Christ when she was six. And right at that moment, she dedicated her life to him. I think Charles de Foucauld, Saint Charles de Foucauld, captures her sentiment at that moment perfectly when he writes, "As soon as I knew God was real, I had to live for him alone." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Once, when in fervent prayer, Catherine said to Jesus, Lord, create in me a clean heart. Lord, I beg you, change my cold and stony heart, full of temptation, lacking in love. Jesus, give me a new heart. Jesus then appeared to Catherine. He opened her left side, took her heart, and went away. This vision was so impactful that she truly felt that her heart had been removed, and she related the event to her confessor, as I said, St. Raymond of Capua. Naturally, he explained it was impossible to live without a heart, but she responded, "Nothing is impossible to God." Not long after, Jesus reappeared to Catherine, this time holding out to her his own sacred heart. Like before, he opened her left side, and this time he placed his own heart inside of her, saying, Catherine, I took your heart that you offered to me. Now, you see, I am giving you mine so that you can go on living with it forever. There are two beautiful points here. First, every Mass is supposed to be an exchange of heart. In the Mass, the priest invites us, lift up your heart, and we respond, we lift them up to the Lord. We should offer Jesus our cold and stony heart as Catherine did when the bread and the wine are placed on the altar. Right then, offer Jesus your heart. Then, in communion, Jesus gives us his heart. The Mass is an exchange of hearts. And why does Jesus make this exchange? Because it is impossible for us to love the way that he loved, which he commanded us to do. But if we will let him live through us, we can. In fact, Jesus wants to do everything for us if we would just learn to let him do it. So maybe a good resolution today is to pause often and say, Lord, I can't do this. I think I'll let you give it a try. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
In 14th century Italy, the water was often unsafe to drink. Instead, they drank a kind of weak wine. One year, there was a grape blight that caused a shortage of wine, and the poor were in real danger of dying of thirst. Even Catherine's family was down to just one barrel, which normally lasted just 2 to 3 weeks. Catherine made it known that any of the poor could come to their home and receive as much as they needed, because she trusted Jesus would provide. 2 weeks went by, 3 weeks went by, a month, with the whole family drinking the wine from one last barrel, plus serving all the poor of the district. Yet the cask showed no signs of giving out. While no one could account for this, Catherine knew, so she began to give out the wine even more generously to everyone who came to their door. Still, the cask showed no signs of giving out or losing its flavor. So a second month went by, and a third, and still there was as much wine as ever. Finally, a new grape harvest came in, and it was time to empty the barrel so that it could be filled with new wine. Then a marvelous discovery took place. The one last barrel from which the wine had been flowing abundantly the day before was opened, and it was found to be bone dry. And this barrel that would not run dry taught Catherine to place all her trust in Providence, which is probably the main theme of her life. As Jesus would later say to Saint Faustina, "My daughter, I assure you of a permanent income on which you will live. Your duty will be to trust completely in my goodness, and my duty will be to give you all you need. But I am making myself dependent upon your trust. If your trust is great, then my generosity will be without limit." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
One day Jesus said to Catherine, "Do you know who you are and who I am? If you know these two things, you will be blessed, and the enemy will never deceive you. I am he who is, and you are she who is not." Now our problem is that we forget this. We forget that God is God, and we are not. And when we forget, we try to rely on ourselves alone. But it doesn't work. We are not wise enough or big enough to know all things or control all things. And this misplaced self-reliance results in all kinds of destructive things, like arrogance and anxiety and worry and anger and envy and the need to control everything and everyone, all which results in our being completely overwhelmed and our desperate need to escape into work or entertainment or alcohol or drugs or food or pornography. And the only way out of this is to surrender to divine providence. The only way out is to say to Jesus, "My life is totally out of control and unmanageable, so I give it to you. Take control of my life." Then what should we do? Let God be God, and you be you. Go to bed early. Get up early. Begin with mental prayer. Why? Because God is God, and you are not, and you need him. Then think and make plans and do what's in your power, and don't procrastinate. But everything that's beyond your power, leave it to God. Why? Because God is God, and you are not. Pretty simple, isn't it? We just have a hard time remembering. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now we should follow the life and the spiritual advice of Catherine of Siena. We should trust God. We should surrender to Him and rely on His providence. Still, I hate sickness. I was supposed to go to Utah, where my daughter Grace lives, to go hiking with her, our favorite adventure. But the day I was to fly out, I awoke with a raging fever. Not wanting to give it to her, I had to postpone. Good thing I did, because I got worse through the day and the night. I hate and rebel against sickness because it reveals the naked truth that I am powerless to control what happens. Now, to people like me who are scandalized and rebel against what happens to them, Catherine said, "Everything comes from love. All is ordained for the salvation of man. God does nothing without this goal in mind." This is an important truth. God our Father is almighty. That means that nothing can happen unless God wills it directly or allows it. And though God is never the author of evil, humans are, yet God allows evil to respect our freedom. And also because He is so all good and powerful, He can bring about an even greater good out of a moral evil. Therefore, no matter what happens, no matter how painful or perplexing an experience is, with God as our Father, we will be okay. This perspective allows us to view our trials, hardships, losses, not as some random misfortune, but as part of the way that God is guiding all things for good, the greatest good, in our life. With God as our Father, no matter what happens, we will be okay. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, this saint has a special place in your heart because it was probably the first real biography, even spiritual book that you read.
Might have just been the first serious book I read as a kid, you know? Because that book was much more dense than, I don't know what reading level I would have been at. I was so young, I can't even remember when I started.
Well, the book we're talking about is The Life of Catherine of Siena, written by St. Raymond of Capua, and it's not a children's book.
It is not.
But it's amazing. Mm-hmm.
It's very striking. And even now, the beauty of having read it so young is many parts of it are a bit of a fever dream to me. So now when I go back, a lot of it feels very fresh and equally surprising, which I think is the beauty of, it's a good representation of the spiritual life and of heaven itself, that everything always feels new.
Hmm. You really should consider reading Sigrid Undset's book on Catherine.
I might switch to that for my next meditation book because I'm fading out of the current one I'm almost done with.
What do you read for your meditation?
It depends. Right now, I'm actually going through John Mark's book on beauty.
Oh, yeah,
so
excellent.
So I'm reflecting a lot on beauty, which is one of my, it's kind of my niche, you know, all the different aspects of art, which is beautiful to reflect upon because each section he's talking about a different sort of beauty, and it gives me a very different appreciation for the world for that whole day, and it's really wonderful.
Which is, that's a really good point because God made a really beautiful world.
Mm-hmm. But so much of it that we're not even conscious of.
Like what?
He talked about architecture or culinary arts. He talked about patterns and the beauty of others, the divine image of man. All these unique aspects when I only think of created art.
Yes.
Obviously, architecture is created, but it's not one that I think of. Yeah. Or really, really process. But the importance, not just of the art itself and saying what makes something art, but exactly how that beauty reflects something greater about God's creation.
I think we're in a dangerous position because we spend so much time on screens.
Well, we just take too much time. Screens is too general. It's passive entertainment or passive beauty. Beauty that's, it might in its own right be well done, but it's not calling to those deeper truths, and that's so innate to beauty, and that's so important for beauty, that there's something really rich and true in it that inspires you to go farther and to think deeper and to appreciate more. Like with a good meal, you'd stop and appreciate the cook more, and you'd appreciate God's creation more. But if you're only having really quick fast food sort of meals, you're not stopping, you're not appreciating. So it might be delicious, but we're talking about quick and easy entertainment and beauty and art that doesn't wake us up in the way that it should.
I was also thinking that if God is truth, beauty, and goodness, he created truth, beauty, and good. There's created truth, beauty, and goodness in the world, that by means of that, we reach him.
Yeah.
So it's so different when I go outside and I take a walk at twilight and I see the beauty of the clouds and the sunset and the trees and the birds. It's so different than being one step removed from that reality and looking at it on a screen.
Mm-hmm. It's also just not taking things in with all of your senses.
Which is the way we process all.
Which is a way to dull your senses as well.
Wow, and that's to a forget. Good point.
Yeah.
But all of these created things were meant to be a way for us to reach God.
Mm-hmm.
But when we distance ourselves from the real thing by the virtual, mm-hmm. we're distant. It's another way that we distance ourselves from God.
Yeah, and it's over-simulation to a degree where it makes everything less beautiful, makes us less aware, and that does decrease our capacity for awareness of God and the spiritual.
Yeah, this topic of beauty is very important. This book by Dr. John Mark Miravalli, Beauty, What It Is, or what's the title of the book?
I'm trying to remember the subtitle.
Just put in John Mark Miravalli and put mm-hmm. in beauty.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll pull it right up. But fantastic book.
All this goes to say that St. Catherine was the saint that introduced me to meditation and good literature. And I think that's very, very beautiful because it's actually a very well-written book. And it is very powerful, even though as a child, it really did stretch my reading comprehension. Especially because my older sister used to wake me up at about 6 a.m., give me a hot cup of hot chocolate, and then leave me with that book before going to like the farmer's market or something. So it's 6 a.m., I'm not a morning person, I'm a little kid, I'm confused, I'm half asleep, and I'm really trying to like force myself to understand and comprehend this incredible book. But I think that's a really important thing to do, to really push your comprehension.
We should have given you coffee.
I think I started drinking coffee in about fourth grade.
That's so late in life.
I know, I can't believe it. And that was probably like second grade, second, third. I don't know.
No, you were young. You were just...
Reading Magic Treehouse and then switching over to... St. Catherine of Siena.
Do you know how Catherine of Siena learned how to read?
How?
She was not able to read, and she wanted to pray the Liturgy of Hours, the Divine Office. Mm-hmm. So Jesus taught her how to pray. He taught her how to read.
Incredible.
Jesus taught her how to read, and he would pray the Liturgy of the Hours with her.
You know, Jesus must have taught me how to read, because I just feel like you did it.
I'm sure I didn't.
I really don't. I have no memory of being taught how to read. I think I was just left with stuff.
Maybe Catherine of Siena taught you how to read. Maybe you just opened the book and started reading.
I have a lot of very, very early memories, but I just always remember being able to read.
You remember one thing that struck you from that book?
I think that was definitely within the era in which I thought that all saints just had visions and like childhood experiences of Christ. It's been a while since I've read it. Let me think of my favorite story growing up was that story about the wine.
Yeah, it's a great story.
The dry cask. There's one that's just barely scratching, but I can't quite remember. I was always struck by didn't she have the scar on her chest?
Yeah, removed her heart.
I'm trying to think. It's been a very long time.
I'll leave you with this one. One of my favorites was that she befriended. She really lived out friendship, and she helped non-believers to Jesus through friendship, which we should all do. But there was one young man. He was condemned to death for a political reason.
Mm-hmm.
And she accompanied him all the way to
the scaffold.
The scaffold. Thank you. But he really struggled with anger and bitterness for having his life taken away at such an early age. But Catherine instilled in him a love for Mary. And after he was put to death, Catherine really worried about his soul. And Jesus, in their conversations, Jesus said to him, said to her, don't worry about him. It was his love for Our Lady that saved him. And then Jesus said something interesting. He said that the beauty of Our Lady is the bait by which I catch people. That's what Jesus said to Catherine.
And that brings it full circle, the beauty and the importance of that.
Yeah. And Our Lady is the most beautiful created reality in the universe. She's the bait by which God catches us. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.